Looks like Dr. Oz has got himself into trouble again. We all know that he appeared before Congress not that long ago and was scolded about his diet pill fiasco. Now the Daily News is saying that a group of doctors have called for Dr. Oz to be dismissed from Columbia surgery faculty over alleged quack science. The article goes on to say that Dr. Mehmet, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, Oz, is the host of the Dr. Oz Show and vice chair of the surgery department at Columbia University, and that he's under fire from a group of prominent doctors. Dr. Oz doesn't walk or talk like a duck, but 10 prominent critics say he is still a quack. The group of nationally known doctors, in a lacerating letter to his boss, called for the TV doctor's dismissal from the prestigious post of vice chairman of Columbia University's Department of Surgery. He's a quack, a fake, and a charlatan, said Dr. Henry Miller of Stanford, the first person to sign the poison pen letter. I think I know the motivation of Columbia, he continued. They're starstruck and like having on their faculty the best-known doctor in the country. But the fact is, his advice will endanger patients, and he doesn't seem to phase on them. Whether they're hoping Oprah will come and endow the Center for Homeopathic Medicine, I don't know. A bunch of other doctors sign it, and they say that they find it a shame that he has fled from the ethical and responsible practice of medicine to exploit his television popularity. He ripped the Harvard-educated Dr. Oz for the various quack propositions that he's promoting on his television show as magical mystery cures. So whether you love him or you hate him, it looks like Dr. Oz has got himself in a little bit of trouble, and I'm not sure if he has the prescription to fix it. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.